continue on your way for the day. Yesterday we discussed Mashiv Ruach. Just to continue that discussion. First of all, we mentioned the Shulchan Aruch writes, if a person forgets Mashiv Ruach at its time, but remembers before the end of the bracha, you could just say Mashiv Ruach wherever he is in that bracha. So it doesn't have to be exactly at the place where it's normally said. Mishnah Berurah writes, they were not kovei a specific place within the bracha, just that it has to be in that bracha. Nonetheless, if a person remembers at the very end of the bracha, right before the Baruch Atah Hashem part, then you would need to repeat V'ne'emon Atah L'Achayos Meisim in order to have what's called Me'ena Chasima right before the bracha. Right before the bracha, we have to have something which is similar to the end of the bracha. So then you'd have to repeat V'ne'emon Atah, that last line. Famously, if a person is not sure whether he said Mashiv Ruach, so what's the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch writes that it depends how used to saying it you are. And this goes not just for Mashiv Ruach, of course, but for anything. The same Talamata would be the same thing. Within 30 days, we assume that if you're not sure, then you probably didn't make the change. And after 30 days, we assume that you did make the change. Now, interestingly enough, in the very next sif, and this is all in Siman Kuf Yudalid, the Shulchan Aruch writes that on the first day, if you want, you could just say it, say the one or two lines 90 times, Atagi Bor, and then you're okay. So the Mishnah Berurah points out 30 days and 90 times is not exactly the same thing. That when it comes to Mashiv Ruach, within 30 days we say more than 90 Shmoneh Esreis, because you have all the Musafs for Shabbos, for Rosh Chodesh, you have a few more than 90 Tfilos. And when it comes to Visein Tal Matar, you have less than 90, because we don't say Visein Tal Matar on Shabbos. So which one is it? Is it 30 days or is it 90 times? So this is a Machlokas Achronim. Some Achronim say that it's actually 90 times. So therefore, when it comes to Mashiv Ruach, it'll be less than 30 days. After 27 days or 28 days or whatever it is, however the math works out, then you would assume that you already made the switch. And when it comes to the same tile, it's not 30 days, it's 32 days, 33 days, or whatever it works out, however you have to do the math. And the Gra and others say, no, it goes by 30 days, not specifically 90 times. I suppose that over the course of 30 days, it's a significant period of time, and you're always, whenever you say Shimon Esrei, over that time period, you're saying it in the new way, so we assume that changed your habit. The Taz similarly writes, let's say you didn't daven for a couple of days for whatever reason, whether it was an ones or not an ones, for whatever reason, so it doesn't matter. It goes by 30 days and that's it. Now, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah's bottom line is that we can be makil both ways. That's what he says. Safek brachos lahakel. So he says you can be makil both ways. So l'chora, that means, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that certainly we don't go by more than 30 days. 30 days, we assume you made the break. But when it comes to Mashiv Ruach, it'd actually be even less than 30 days. If on day 29, you're not sure if you said Mashiv Ruach, we'll assume that you already made the change because you already had 90 times. So that seems to be the bottom line in the Mishnah Berurah. When it comes to this whole Eitzah to begin with, the Mishnah Berurah actually is not Machria. He quotes the Machlokas. Some disagree with this whole strategy of saying it 90 times. In a row, they hold that doesn't work. The Mishnah Berurah quotes 2 days about that. And he also quotes from the Shari Tshuva that you can mix and match. After 15 days, you find that you're repeating Shmon Esrei all the time. So then you can just do the last 45. And that will be enough. And then you won't have to repeat anymore. What does it mean that you had a suffix? When does this suffix happen? Sometimes I've heard people say, like 3 hours after they daven, I can't remember this morning if I said Mashiv Ruach. So how far do you take it? So that's not 100% clear. Obviously, it has to be close enough that you have a realistic idea of what you said in davening. The Mishnah Berurah writes that if you remembered that you had to say it, at the beginning of davening, and then a while after davening, you're not sure, so then we assume you probably said it. I saw in Halicha Shlomo, and then with Shlomo Zalman, he leaves at Bitzarchi, and he thinks that because Mishnah Berurah is mashmah, it's only if the suffix happened a while later. He seems to be noted to say that if you knew that you had to make the change during Shmoneh Esrei, even if you had a suffix right afterwards, you wouldn't have to. But he certainly says if you knew during that bracha, you're starting at right before Atzagi Bor, you're like, okay, gotta say mashmah, and then you're not sure if you saw right before Baruch Aleinu, I know I have to say the same Talmudah, and then so he says even if your suffix was right after you finished Shmoneh Esrei, in that case you would not repeat Shmoneh Esrei as well. Have a wonderful day.